This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. In the first half of our conversation with New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith, one of the leading pro-life voices among House Republicans, we talked about his goal of making sure the taxpayers are not on the hook for any abortions. We also talked about other legislation coming down the pike in which abortion will be front and center. But now we turn our attention here on the day of the March for Life here in Washington to a look at exactly where this debate currently stands nationwide. One of the biggest stories related to abortion that's been in the headlines and not too far from your district was in Philadelphia, and this late-term abortion provider, Kermit Gosnell, and there's been pretty much round outrage at what happened here, the condition of the clinic, what happened to the mothers, the severing of different body parts, the snipping of the spines and so forth of these babies that were born alive. What does the story of Kermit Gosnell tell you about what Americans understand and don't understand about abortion?
Well, I think there still has, and it's been there for almost four decades now, an active disinformation campaign, very adroitly promoted by the abortion industry, and it is an industry. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Planned Parenthood alone each year annually breaks in about $1 billion, about a third of it from the federal, state, and local governments, the rest of it from fees and from philanthropists. There has been almost a conspiracy of silence about what actually happens in an abortion mill. The fact that a baby is either dismembered or chemically poisoned or with RU-46, starved to death by one of the chemicals, and then the baby is prematurely expulsed from the uterus, only to die from the impacts of either the first drug or the second. It is child abuse. It is, you know, child bigotry, frankly. And my hope is that the veil of disinformation and secrecy and ignorance soon gets ripped off these abortion mills. I was on a talk show interview on Friday about the Philadelphia abortionist, who was an abortionist in good standing, who has allegedly killed at least one woman, and then, as you said, severed the spinal cords of seven babies who were born because of abortion, literally cut them with the scissors. Why aren't we more outraged? Where are the candlelight vigils? But frankly, that's also what's going on in every abortion clinic across this country. And, you know, when we passed the Born Alive Act after the Lacey and Connor situation in California, people were a bit outraged, and they should have been even more so, that there's no action that could be taken in many states if a baby is born alive as a result of an abortion. And the newer method, it's an old new method, is to give misoprostol to women who are pregnant to just bring on delivery wherever that baby may be in his or her development. And some of these children survive for many, many hours, if not days, and then some of them go on to become adopted. Barack Obama, when he was in the Illinois legislature, on three separate occasions voted against the Born Alive Act so that there would be a standard of care if a baby is born as a result of an abortion or any other reason, that child be given respect and dignity rather than death. In this clinic in Pennsylvania, death is what the abortionist decided to do when the babies were born as a result of an abortion. So birth is an event that happens to each and every one of us. It's not the beginning of life. And we need to, you know, strip away the scales on our eyes and the very, blinders type of thinking that we've had as a society about what is happening to these kids. They are suffering real violence, as are their mothers, because abortion hurts them as well. And dismemberment and chemical poisoning is child abuse. And it's going on over a million times every year with state sanction, often with public funding. And that has got to end. The abortion culture has got to end. It is the worst violation of human rights in America.
Last 30 seconds here, Congressman. You were at the March for Life today, a very cold day, but describe how it went.
Oh, it was very uplifting. You know, Eric Cantor, our majority leader, our House Republican leadership all spoke. We had over 60 members of Congress, the largest outpouring of congressional statements being made at the March of Life Forever. And most importantly, as I looked out among that crowd, I saw tens of thousands of young people, and the young people get it. They understand that abortion hurts children. One out of every three of that generation has been aborted, has been killed by this violence against children. And they're standing up, and they're full of hope and love and idealism and optimism. I know I talked to many of them during the course of the march. I'm actually at a gathering right now with about 200 students, and they're just filled with expectation that their government needs to step in and stop this violence and to protect the children. It is very heartwarming to see so many wonderful young people, full of faith, full of kindness and hope, who want to end this tragedy of abortion.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. We'll let you get back to your guests. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith represents his state's 4th Congressional District. For many years, he's been the leading voice among House Republicans for the pro-life cause. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.